Blog Talk Radio.
For me,
Amongst Friends, conversations for the grown and sexy, where we discuss everything concerning life, love, sex, and relationships.
Well, hello, hello, and hello. Once again, you have joined Amongst Friends. And tonight, we are ready to get back in your face and talk about the things that are on the mind of people. So, now we would totally love for you to join in on this conversation. So, putting out those big things, you know, putting out the preliminaries, go ahead and call in at 760-683-2662. And then, of course, you can always jump in on the conversation by checking us out and getting with us in our Facebook group, which is open for you to join. Just go to do a search for Amongst Friends Radio Talk Show, and then you can get in on all of the fun. Now, tonight, this is what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about something similar to the Catfish Show. I ain't never seen it before, but of course my co-host can kind of bring us in and give us some examples and stuff like that. But what we want to talk about is these fake personas, whether it be in the world of dating, whether it be you got Facebook gangsters who, you know, or you even have people who are just not living up to the person that they are showing the world that they are. And so we want to talk about this, you know, the whys, the hows, the why nots, and all this kind of stuff, or even if it's necessary. So we want y'all to call in and get in on the topic tonight, topic of discussion, and see what you have to say. Of course, tonight you got on the line, we got Jeff.
Humping is for lovers.
See, we already have Jeff going on to the left side of the room. But then we have our lovely newlywed Joey.
What's up, y'all? That man Jeff is too crazy.
Well, let's just go ahead and jump right in. Okay, so guys, have y'all ever, okay, so from what I'm understanding about this whole Catfish Show is they meet up with these people and they try, well, they expose who they really are. So it may be someone has been on a dating site and they are posting, you know, these little pictures from them back from when they was in high school and they was a size 6. But now, later in life, 20 years later, they're size 26. And so they're not being totally honest with the public. Or they're saying that they're not married and they really are. Have either of you guys experienced any of those scenarios?
No.
Never, Jeff?
I don't internet date. I do it the old-fashioned way. I walk out in the street, I see the girl, I club over the head, I drag her back to my lair, and then I slay her.
You know what?
Slay her. And slay her again.
You are so silly. I mean, like, really. Like, okay. Wait, well, I'm trying to think of a situation before the online phenomenon of online dating where someone could be not quite honest about their appearance or something like that. You ain't had like a homeboy or a homegirl hook you up and say, my girl, she's sweet, she cute. Y'all should go out. Or come to the party. I want to introduce you to my girl. And you're like, oh, so what is she like? And all this kind of stuff. And then you get there and it's totally not what, what was described.
Oh, and then like, should they walk out? Yeah, no, I never happened.
Really?
Never happened.
That's interesting. What about you, Joy?
Huh? What did you say?
I said, has it ever happened to you?
Was that, oh, man, set up many a times by people just obsessed with thinking they know they matchmakers and they can set me up. And it's always, oh, my gosh, for me, even though I, you know, I've said it before, I don't have anything against big girls. I don't have nothing against big girls. I would date a big girl, no problem. But for some reason, it, you know, it, I guess my friends just was like, yeah, he's desperate because he's short, he's skinny, he's goofy, he'll go for just anything. And, you know, they're like, yeah, she cute, she fine, she look good, she cute in the face, a little thick in the waist, but she not that big. And then I get there and it's like, whoa, whoa. And, you know, I'm just a nice, you know, I'm a nice all-around person. So I try to make the best of the situation. But the whole time I'm in my head, I'm like, yo, this not even cute in the face either. I mean, I don't like calling people ugly, so I say they unattractive. But this is, whoa, this is just scary. And that has happened to me several times. Oh, my gosh, several times. Ugh. Angry. Oh,
okay. Okay. Now that's kind of, I fault myself because I took y'all in that direction. But let's just say, see, because the topic is false impressions, and so that was kind of out there, but it was a false impression of what someone else thought. How about for both of you guys? Since y'all ain't never really, well, Jeff, I mean, not Jeff, but Joy, you never said anything about did you ever experience any Facebook or whatever, not Facebook, but any online hookups, dates, or anything like that. But let's move a little bit to another side and say you met someone, y'all went out, and they were saying all of this stuff, and then later you found out that everything that they said was just, like, totally a lie.
Yeah, I've done that.
You've done that to someone, or you've met someone who did that?
I've met a lot of chicks that was like that. A lot of chicks that was like that.
Give us some examples. Don't just give us a lot of chicks like that. Come on, hello, we are talking.
I've met the chick who comes on innocent, but she's a closet freak. I've met the chick that tries to come off smart, but she's dumb as a rock. I've met the chick that basically try to come off like they are saved, sanctified, saved with the Holy Ghost, but as soon as you cross whatever imaginary line they have in their head, they will cut you out like everybody's a dog in this street. And won't care, and they will just go at it, and it'll take forever for you to calm them down.
So did you ever find out why it was that? Why it went down like that?
They were liars. I mean, they were liars. I mean, the chick who came off like she was all innocent, she was a freak. That was a good lie. But the chick that was trying to tell me, you know, trying to get at me Bible verse, more or less battle, and then next thing I know, she's cussing out a waiter for just because he put too much cheese on her salad, cussing him out like she even called her the B word, and kicked her mother in the neck. She touched me throughout. It's like, oh, what happened to the Bible verse game you just playing? I thought the Lord said, turn that in cheek and all the other stuff. But, you're a liar. You're just a liar.
Okay.
Let me just say this. Facebook, and because I heard you say Facebook a little bit earlier, Deidre, let me tell you, Facebook's going to get people killed, hurt, beat up, tore up, all of that different stuff, because people get on Facebook, Twitter, MySpace. Well, nobody don't do MySpace no more. But people get on those things and lie. Like you said, they one way in person, another way online. And just for an example in my own life, I had this person that broke up with me and told me, you know, I'm not going to be with nobody else. And I have to admit that for a minute, because I was into this girl. I was, you know, my heart was in it, feelings was in it, body was in it, you know, all of the above. I was hooked. And so I ain't believe her. So for a minute, I became a Facebook stalker. Please, listeners, don't be Facebook stalkers. Please. But for a minute, just a slight minute, I became a Facebook stalker. And I found out that she had another relationship the whole time. Like pictures, like the pictures just told a whole different story. And it was like, but not only that, I'm thinking this part, she didn't like, you know, she was like, I don't like weaves, I don't like wigs. But in the pictures, she got on a weave, she got on a wig. I wear contacts because I don't like glasses. She got on glasses. I don't like light-skinned brothers. I only like dark-skinned brothers. She got a light-skinned brother on her arm. I don't like kissing in public. On the pictures, they just kissing. Yo, I was losing my mind, yo. So that Facebook thing is dangerous, and people do use it to just have it like totally different person. I don't go out to clubs, got picture of her in the club. I don't pop bottles. I mean, just a Deidre, Jeff, like, just a totally different person. I'm sitting back like, yo, who was I in a relationship with? Where is this person at? All I do is go to church and read my Bible. Yo, no picture. I ain't seen not a damn picture of no Bible, nothing. And it was probably because, you know, I'm late with everything. Everybody always tease me because I'm last to get the newest technology.
Let's pause right there for a minute. So we still need Joey to get us up to speed. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So I didn't get on Facebook till later. And, you know, I guess she took full advantage of me not being on Facebook. And I don't know why she added me as a friend. I guess she didn't think I was stalker. And, yo, I confronted her, printed the pictures out, everything. She was like, that's not me.
Ooh.
I'm like, what? Are you saying I'm stupid? Like, I printed these pictures out. Like, I'm stupid. I'm blind. I can't see. I mean, it's not the you putting in front of me. But, yo, I didn't even know you could down a 40. You and this picture chugging this, Joan. Yeah, so, people get buck wild on Facebook and all these
hold up. Let's back a little bit. In this particular situation, so, Joey, it is not any secret to anyone that you are very much involved in the church. While you can be quite emotional sometimes, you're a bit reserved with cussing and all this kind of stuff. You're a pretty upstanding dude, right?
I try to be.
So, would it not be that she wasn't trying to be fake, but she was trying to catch up a different type of dude? Because if she was really to expose you to going to the club every weekend and doing all of these things that you saw on her Facebook page, would you have been interested? Would you have, you know, moved forward in the relationship or anything like that? Had you known these things prior to?
I mean, that's the thing. Like, I was at one point in time, yeah, I love God. Yes, I'm in the church. But I was going to the clubs, too. Well, more so like lounges and stuff like that. But I like to go out and party. I like to, you know, go out and enjoy myself. I just kind of, you know, I just don't go overboard, so to speak. But I like to go out and do those things. So it wasn't a problem that she was, you know, drinking, maybe guzzling the 40. That's not ladylike like Shanae would say. You do, you know, you got to be ladylike. But I ain't have a problem with that. My problem is, yo, like, everything that you said you wasn't, as far as just, like, even down to something as stupid as wearing glasses. I don't care if you wear glasses. Like, but you straight, like, just got a whole different, you're just a whole different person online. And then I think the part that was bad is that you said, I'm breaking up with you. I don't want to be in a relationship. But in the pictures, this is my boo. This is my boyfriend. I love him. And these pictures are dated about the same time, during the same time we were dating. So, you know, it's just like, I guess my thing, maybe she was trying to catch a different guy, or maybe she wanted more than one guy, and she wanted her club guy, she wanted her quote-unquote, she wanted her church guy. I don't know what the hell she wanted. All I'm saying is, you know, this was just ridiculous to find this out. And then I print the pictures out, and I'm like, what is this? And it's like, that's not me. What, you got a twin? You know, I guess that's my only thing.
Okay. Okay. Well, since y'all have shared your experience, I've had a couple, you know, because I'm into the whole online dating. It's not too different from me than meeting someone at the church, at a lounge, at a sporting event. It's really no big deal. It's just whatever. But anyway, so, of course, in online dating, there is that whole send me a picture so I can see what you look like. Now, mind you, it would be very easy for someone to say, let's Skype. And then there's no hidden or anything like that. And, of course, everybody wants to look like, wants to look or show their best foot forward. Anyway, there's this dude, right? And so y'all know I love a tall brother. This dude sent this picture of this 6'5" young tenderoni and all this kind of stuff. And I was like, oh, my gosh. This is bad. And, you know, so I'm all for the, let's not, you know, prolong this. Let's really see what's going on. So I was like, let's get on Skype, you know, so we can talk and converse and all that kind of stuff. So I got online. We're online and we're talking and texting and, you know, and all this kind of stuff. And he's sitting in a way where I can't really see his face. And I'm like, hold up, Slim. I'm going to need you to move into the light.
Right, right.
Because I can't really see you. You know, and he was like, well, you know, I need to be honest, right? And I was like, okay, no problem.
I'm a gremlin.
No, and he was like, you know, first of all, you know, that picture was taken of me, you know, from, you know, from my past. And I was like, okay, no problem. Like, 6 months ago, a year ago. And he was like, oh, maybe about 5, 6 years ago. And I was like, okay, no problem. Let's just get in the light so I can see you. And then he was like, well, you know, I work for the federal government, and, you know, I really can't disclose who I am. And I was like, dude, what, you Secret Service or something? Here you on an online dating site, I can't see your face.
Right.
And he was like, all right, I'm going to show you my face. So he gets into the light, and it's this dude that looks like he's about 60 years old. And I was like,
Slim.
I was like, yo, that ain't you in the picture. Like, yeah, no, that ain't you. That ain't you. That ain't you. And he was like, he was offended. But I was offended. Because you just lied to me about what you look like. You're very thin, something that you can't necessarily change unless, you know, if you're big and you want to get small, or if you're small and you get big, you know, there's nothing that you can do, right? But you ain't got to lie, Craig. Come on.
Don't lie, Craig. Don't lie.
Well, he kept, you know, he kept on and on and on, and he was going back and forth, and then he, like, started stalking and harassing, and, you know, and I'm like, dude, I'm not interested, you know, like, if you can't be honest about your appearance, then, you know, it makes me take pause at you being honest about anything else. So
exactly.
It's part ways, no big deal, no whatever. And he was just like real, like psycho crazy. And, you know, and then he would pop up and be like, you know, hey, you know, want to get to know you, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, who are you? What is going on? I don't understand.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is one of the biggest things that is wrong. Capital WROAG about online dating. As soon as you meet that person online, you run a 50-50 chance that this person is lying straight out the gate.
No. Jeff, you get that if you meet somebody, period, in the bar. It is a 50-50 chance.
It's a 50-50 chance, but...
Deacon, listen to me. If you walk into a supermarket and you see, let's say you see me, you see Jody, and you see The Rock. If me and Jody are winking at you, and you know right off the rip, because you can see me and Jody, that we might be cute or gorgeous, but not the height that you want, we are definitely a no-go for you. But The Rock is going to win out over us. When you go online dating, you see Joe's picture, you see my picture, you see The Rock's picture. You bypass Jody, you bypass mine, which might be real, might be fake. But then you go to The Rock because you're getting all excited, and then you come to find out that he's somebody worse off than me and Jody.
You're implicating that I am that shallow.
What you're saying is, if all y'all trying to holler, guess what?
I'm single, I like flamingo, so I'll be hollering at all three of y'all so
whatever,
I can see.
Whatever, Deidre, stop the lie.
That is not a lie, Joe. Hello, I'm thinking about my future. Now, it's all great and fine and dandy if The Rock was just, talking about, hey, let's go on and go to the courthouse. But no, I'm going to have to take some, I got to stop, see, because for real, The Rock could be like a woman beater. God forbid. I'm going to take that back, because I don't even want to put that in the atmosphere. Just in case we just link paths and I become Mrs. Rock. But I'm just saying, I have to know that we're going to be a match. I done been waiting too long, been single for too long for me to go jump into something just because of how someone looks. So I'm going to need you to take that back, and y'all need to realize who y'all talking to. I'm not that shallow, okay?
Deidre,
thank you.
What I'm trying to get you to understand is that when you decided to go on and have the Skype conversation with the dude, right?
Yeah.
That dude, he basically won out in whatever contest is going on that night or whatever, that you decided to go in deeper with this dude and go Skype with this dude. And then on, then when you go in and you Skype with the dude, he is bogus. So what I'm trying to get you to understand, what I'm trying to get you to realize is that it's not about you being shallow. It's just the fact that you rolled the dice and you came up short on that one because of online dating. If you would have saw that the dude that finally presented himself, where he was like, "Why'd you lie? Why'd you lie? Why'd you lie?" That would not have gone down had you seen that dude in the supermarket.
Yep.
He would not won out. He would not have been. He would not have been able to approach you and get a deep dive, meaning like you going off to have drinks with him later. You going to the movies with him later. That wouldn't have went down, Deidre, because he was a clown. He was a golden clown. And
okay.
You would have saw that right off the bat.
Okay, but whatever. Well, that will have to be in the online dating, the perks and the downfalls and all that kind of stuff. That should be a conversation that we can have later. However, we're not talking about that. So how about we just move right on along? How about that?
Well, move it then.
Huh?
Move it then.
You know what? Don't be salty. Because I'm trying to keep us in line with the conversation and the discussion that's tonight. So,
you could go ahead and do all of that, you know, that don't, you know, try to call me out for something that I made a valid point. You go right ahead.
I'm not
right
saying
ahead.
It is not a valid point, Jeff. What I am saying is that that is not the topic tonight.
Right.
What, Deidre's online dating?
Huh? Okay, look here. See, because y'all trying to take this somewhere that I am not willing to go tonight. Point valid, point not valid, not the issue. So, how about our listeners who are out there, I know you're out there, and I know y'all want to join in and join this little bandwagon that Joey and Jeff are sitting on. Why don't you call in? How about you? 760. Joey, do we need to let you, you know, get it all out?
Get what all out?
In here. The number is 760-683-2662.
Get what out, Deidre?
Huh?
Get what out?
Somebody
bounced. Really?
Yeah.
Why are you going to say it was me?
Because it sounded like it was you.
Oh, my God.
Whatever.
Deidre, before you move us on to the next piece of conversation, I would like you to put in your left hand a grenade, pull the pin with the right, and just hold it.
Do what?
Now you can go on.
What?
Yeah, blow yourself up. That's right.
What are you talking about?
You can move on now.
I'm so confused. But anyway, for those of y'all who are just as confused as I am, I'm going to give y'all that number again so that y'all can call in and help me become unconfused. And that number is 760-683-2662, and you can join in the conversation on Facebook, on our Facebook group. So, holler us and let us know what's going on. All right. So, let's talk about some of these Facebook gangsters. I saw, it, well, not even just Facebook gangsters, but then even these people who are all, you know, kind of gangsters when they got a crowd around them. So, like, I saw this video, right, and there was this lady on this bus. She was going at it with the with this Asian lady. And she was just like, hey, one more time. and I'm going to beat you so you can't be beat no more, and such and such and such. And it went on for a good 2-3 minutes. And she just all in the woman's face. And, of course, the woman is coming back. She was just like, something. And she was just like, say it again. I'll beat you so bad and da-da-da-da-da. Well, the woman put her stuff down on the chair, and she was explaining, she was speaking in her natural language, you know, so I don't know what she was saying. No, you won't do that, Joey. But she was talking in her natural language, but you could tell that she's talking to the people on the bus, and she's telling them, here I am, minding my own business. And this woman going to be all up in my face for whatever reason. So I'm finna put this thing down, and I'm finna tell her where it is and where she should go, right? So then, for y'all who ain't seen it, I'm gonna put it on our Facebook group page so that y'all can see what I'm talking about. So then the girl keeps talking and all this kind of stuff, and she was like, "Put your finger in my face one more time. Put your finger in my face." So then the chick hits the lady. And then the lady came, and I was like, oh, man, the lady is about to get beat down. Well, then next thing I know, the old Asian lady started tearing up the chick that was talking next. And they was like, ma'am, back up. And she was steady swinging, kicking and punching and all this kind of stuff. And then the person who was, you know, was talking all that trash, she got off the bus. But she wasn't talking about, oh, I'm a beat you. She was, like, all on the humble. Like, I can't believe this chick just hit me. Like, I can't believe she just put them beads on me. She put them paws on her. And they, you know, panned to the woman, and she was looking, you know, like, you know, trying to get herself together. So, you know, let's talk about those people who get, you know, not only liquid courage because they've been drinking, but they get this imaginary courage from being on Facebook or being, you know, that crowd courage or whatever. Have y'all ever seen one of those situations?
All the time. People, it's getting big, you know, even with the new trends. People getting online bullied now, you know, and they really do this whole swelling up on social networks, on Twitter and Instagram, like, I'm going to send you this angry picture and you can comment on it, and I'm going to send you this angry tweet and I'm going to get my rep, my set and all this stuff. People are just getting out of hand with these, you know, YouTube videos, and it's funny you bring it up because that's getting big, too. People getting their butt kicked on YouTube, even from the girl who the bus driver uppercutted. Like, I mean, he straight decked her. I don't know if y'all saw that, but he decked her with that uppercut. I've never laughed so hard in my life. Like, I'm, like, almost peeing on myself. Because this little girl just talking all his trash, and I don't know if she hit the bus driver or she spit on him. He got up and just straight uppercutted her, then grabbed her and threw her off his bus. It was so funny. So funny. And all her friends like, why you just do that to her? That's a female. He said, nah, she want to act like a man. I'm going to beat her like a man. I was dying laughing. But I don't know what it is. I guess people just kind of feel like, oh, it's recorded, or, oh, it's online, so I can be this way, I can do this, because, you know, I'm going to get more followers, I'm going to get more hits, more views, and then when it's time to put your money where your mouth is, you broke, and then your teeth broke now, or your jaw broke now. So it's just this crazy thing, but you see it a lot. And the more and more we get more technological, the worse it gets with people just getting this technology, social media courage or what have
you. It's a match. I mean.
So how is it that we combat those things? I mean, Joey, have you ever had to tell one of your friends, come on, Slim, you know, you ain't even about all that?
No, unfortunately, it was the other way around, and I had a friend come and tell me I need to pipe down on the social network because I was going off, and it just got out of control.
They told you you had to bring it back in?
They told me I had to pipe down, that I was out of order. And it wasn't good, but yeah, the situation was bad, and you know, I kind of just fly off the handle, and I went off on this person online, and everybody could see it. And I'm not one that I need an online platform to tell you about yourself. But that's one thing about me. I'm fun-loving. I'm goofy. I'm off the hook. But I'm the type of person that I got 2-3 rules. One, you don't want my opinion, don't ask for it. Because I'm going to tell you how I see it. Don't ask for my opinion. You don't want it, don't ask for it. Two, don't dish out something that you can't take. So if you dish it at me, I'm going to dish it back. Just the same way you do it. And three, when I say I've reached my limit, I've reached my limit. That means I am no longer at the point where I'm going to pray for you or I'm going to walk away. Now you're about to get the full extent. And, you know, this person just didn't get it. This person broke all three of the rules, and I just lost it. And, I was just sending mad, disrespectful tweets like left and right. It didn't make no sense. Like, I had a couple of people just like, yo, this is out of order. You know, you got the people that's laughing, but my true friends, my true friends, they even tweeted me back and was like, you are out of order. Dude, you need to calm down. I know you're upset, but this Twitter's not the place for it. But then I had my brother, my boy, he, like, pulled me inside after church and was just like, yo, man, you need to stop. Because that's just distasteful, and you online, and you blowing up online, like, really look silly. And I went back and read everything, and I was like, oh, man, I look real, I don't look silly, I look stupid.
It's going to be real hard to combat a situation like that because I'm going to tell you right now, for the people that get caught up in the heat of the moment, all it takes is somebody with a real good camera, phone, and video to capture the whole moment and then do with it what they choose to. They're trying to tell everybody in the world, yo, I was going home, my own business, and all of a sudden, somebody checked on that new white Adidas on the red line, and he commenced to whooping their ass on the red line, and this is the video. Boom. I can't do nothing about that. Hopefully, I won the fight. And they showing that on YouTube, how I was, you know, how I might Tyson somebody, but otherwise, you really can't combat it unless the person who took the video is like, yeah, your friend, and you can tell them, like, yo, delete that, or whatever, you know, because it was the either moment type situation, and then probably you can delete that. And if it's somebody you don't know, oh well.
But I just think that people, you know, I mean, in my case, it was a little bit different, because I was just being stupid, but for a lot of people, they don't have a lot of self-esteem, or they don't have a lot of place in the real world. And so they just like people with online dating who lie about their pictures, lie about their weight, lie about their jobs, you know. People get on there and they front like they, you know, like they gangster, or like they, you know, got all these friends and just they all popular online because they feel safe. Like, the internet just really makes it safe for a lot of different people, a lot of different personalities. And it even makes it safer to stalk. It like, stalkers are safe, a little bit safer online, because is just such a big involved world. And so why couldn't I get on there and be a bully? You know, why couldn't I be on there and fake like, oh man, yeah, I got 4 million followers, so I got 4 million people that'll come at my aid if you fake it. Matter of fact, I could tweet one of my followers, send it to your house, and you be done. You know, like, people just got this weird perception that the internet is just gonna protect them from everything. And honestly, the internet is not the real world. It's not reality. It's the internet. Come on. Let's get it together.
And I mean, let's face it. Everybody who's sitting around who wants to be famous knows that they have to deal with a certain part of being famous with dealing with the paparazzi. Paparazzi is always there snapping pictures, taking videos. So when it happens to the when it happens to the regular average Joe that you just happen to be somewhere at the right time, be at the right place at the right time, and you pull out that camera to catch the situation on video or take a picture, you know, that just adds to the more excitement of the moment.
Mm.
So, and then God forbid that you have you go ahead and you videotape something go down and it's newsworthy, like actual newsworthy, and you can like basically make money off that and sell your video to the TV stations and stuff so they have the video clip. So.
Okay. I can feel you on that, but what about the people who are blatantly like lying? Like a perfect example is someone posted up in my timeline and it said that they were going to, it was like living the fabulous life, you know, I'm out here trying to, you know, do my hustle or whatever, whatever. And you know how you can now tag, you know, where you're at or something like that. Well, then, like, 15 minutes later, I saw the person in the store. Now, they said they were in L.A., and Texas and L.A. is not the same place. So it was like, seriously? Why would someone want to do something like that? Like, what would be the purpose?
They're not feeling you.
They're not feeling me. No. We wasn't trying to hook up or anything like that. It was like one of their random posts. You know how like people are like at the airport, you know, about to go to and they were like
trying to make it sound more than what it is. I'm trying to make myself sound important. Who's really
okay, but you never know who you might run into, so why would you even set yourself up like that? Like, it would be one thing if you were sitting around the house and you know, you didn't plan to go out or do anything like that, and, you know, you could get away with faking the phone. But if you're going out...
So we could go around the table like 65 times with this one, but if your friend, if your buddy, your pal put that post up, and let's just say that post was not meant for you, that post was meant for some other person that's been hounding them left and right to go hang out for the weekend. Well, I'm going to put this post up on Facebook since they always on Facebook. They're going to see this, and it's going to be, and then I don't have to worry about them calling me no more. I'm in L.A. The person who they want to see it, the intended audience, sees it and will probably not call them, not ping them the whole weekend. So that was who it was for. It probably wasn't for you, but you see the person who called them on it. It is what it is.
I just don't understand. I mean, I hear what you're saying, and that makes sense and all, but really and truly, in that scenario, if you didn't want to be bothered with that person, then guess what? You just don't be bothered with that person. Say, dude, you know, like, I hear what you're saying, but it doesn't make sense. How come we just can't be real? How come we can't just be honest?
See, some people see something through it. It's not worth the I need deeper explanation for it. You know what I'm saying? Because some people are just dumb, I guess. It's like, I don't wanna hang out with you. Why don't you wanna hang out with me?
Okay, look, I'm not interested. Point blank, move on. Hello, that's all you gotta say.
Right. What I'm trying to get you to understand is, Deidre,
mm-hmm.
again, that if somebody other than Deidre doesn't want to say to their friend who might be that type of person, they might not let them off. Their friend might not let them off the hook with the shove off like that. They might have a little bit of a bugaboo in their friend, and if that's the case, they don't want to go through hearing the bugaboo talk about why. So they take another approach. And for that approach, I don't think anybody can say that that's right or wrong. If that's how you choose to deal with your friends, your people, then you're choosing to do that hopefully because you have in your head a good reason to do it. Whatever that reason is, you could just be like, fuck it. This is what I'm going to do. I don't care. And if that's the case, then yeah, nobody really can say anything to that person. So they can do what they're going to do. We want a lot of reason for it. You can make one up, and then you can move in your damn self. But you're talking to somebody who just says, fuck it. And all bets is off. So.
Okay. I hear you. Okay.
Yeah. But like you were mentioning, that we were talking a little bit earlier about that show Catfish. It originally came from an actual movie. There was a guy, he basically was involved in an internet relationship with somebody that he met online. The chick that he thought he was talking to, but she was beautiful. The conversation online was engaging. It was exactly what he wanted at that time. And he went so far as to go like 8 or 9 months talking to this chick online, and decided to go see her. And when he went to go see her, he found a 40-something-year-old, out-of-shape, unattractive lady. And she confessed and said, I'm the chick online who you've been talking to for 8-9 months. And this dude's heart was broken. So, I mean, her reasons for doing it was, you know, basically, you know, she was looking for something herself, but she really couldn't find it, and she went out, you know, when she went out in her space to things, and she went out to social gatherings and stuff like that, but she couldn't find it, so she found it online. So.
Hmm.
It's the love in all the wrong places, I guess.
Okay, so have you actually seen this show? What are some of the scenarios where people have been, how does that show work?
I mean, what they do, they go out and like their two brothers, they document the show, and they meet up with people who are like really in love with someone online, and they record the whole interactions, and then they help that person build up the courage to actually go and meet the person that they're in love with online. And, you know, at the climax of the show, like when they meet the person, it's only been one episode or maybe two, but I've only seen the very first one. And, like, at the climax of that show, like, she had been talking to this person for almost a year or two. And when she finally meets him, it's not a him at all. It's this big girl that posted on the website, this model guy with, you know, six packs and everything, and this is big girl who's been posing for like 4 years as this guy to like hundreds of different women, and just sits at home all day and, you know, tells these women they want to marry him, we got to get married, we love each other, blah 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 blah. And they confront the people, and the people mad that the people that they've been lying to is upset. It's crazy. It's crazy. Crazy, crazy.
Yep. I mean,
that's a mad hoe.
I mean, the thing for me is, what I don't understand is, I think you have to make certain realizations about yourself as a person who wants to be in a relationship. And if you don't make these certain realizations, you're always going to wear your heart on your sleeve. You're always going to get your feelings hurt because you put too much of yourself into something, and then it's not what you want it to be. If you are a touchy-feely kind of person when it comes to relationships, and you have to, like, long-distance relationships is not your thing, then you don't do long distance relationships. If you're a touchy-feely person and you need to be able to see that person and touch that person, I don't understand how you can go into an online dating situation with somebody. It's the same thing as a long distance relationship to me. You can't touch the person, you can't lay next to the person. The most you can do is sight. And if you haven't Skyped, then all you've been doing is just talking on, like, I mean, like, sending text messages or just sending emails back and forth. That's a little bit funny that you're even downgrading yourself, that you want to be in a relationship. That's how you downgrade yourself, and then you come out on the wrong end of it. I feel for the people that are going to be on the show, and, you know, when everything is revealed, you know, it's bad. I feel sorry for the people. It's like, I've been talking to John for 27 months, and I go to see John, and John is really new, and he was a 13-year-old kid stuck in the house. Crazy.
Say that again.
I feel for these people when, you know, they go at the end of the show Catfish, and they go to meet their so called love, and their loves are not who they say they are.
Right.
I feel for
these people. I feel bad for them.
But at the same time, if I was their friend, I would have to cut them down. And be like, what are you doing? It's like, you need people every day that you know that you would not enter into a relationship with these people for whatever reason that you can see first off with your own eyes. But you willingly jumped into this relationship and you have not really laid eyes on this person? That's crazy.
But it's not crazy.
I consider it crazy when you downgrade yourself as a person in a relationship, teacher. That's where I find it crazy. That means you're settling. That means you're settling for what you can get, and this is just the thing that you can get, and this is it. And you go all in, and then you end up where it's bad for you.
I mean, but you have the same scenario with someone that you met physically. You go all in. They're totally not worth it, but they've given you this false impression of who they were. Now you're all in, and you have the same scenario.
Right. So, teacher, all you're proving is that one is not better than the other. That's all you're proving. You roll the dice every time you enter into a relationship, teacher, but you have a higher probability of it failing when you can't physically touch somebody, when you can't physically see somebody.
Well, see, but I think that's where I disagree, because that's not necessarily the case.
Better begin?
That's not necessarily the case. You can get people online who are more real online than they are in person because they're not comfortable being out. They don't know what to say. But online, you can, like, I could say, hey, I'm 345 pounds, I'm this, that, and the third, and guess what? You can either continue to move forward or you could not move forward. But I've been completely honest with you. I could say, hey, I got 10 baby daddies and I got 12 kids. I can be totally honest with you, never have seen you, but you have decided, based on what I've exposed to you, that you stay, period. And that can happen with me talking with 12 dudes in one night.
Right.
Where I go
right.
to the club, I meet two dudes, we talk, we go out and all this kind of stuff. Then I expose to you that I have 15 kids. Now, I done started to kind of like you. So there's goods and bads to both scenarios. Yes, you can meet someone and they could be lying to you and you could have avoided all of that had you seen them up front. But at the same time, somebody can come and be totally honest with you and not care.
I guess, it is a balance between, I mean, what you need for online dating and, I guess, more traditional interpersonal dating, the thing you need in either one is balance. Like, you can't put all your ducks in a row. I mean, you know, you can't put all your ducks in a row, put all your eggs in one basket. And I think the only thing for online dating that you don't get is you can't really pinpoint physical looks. Like, someone can lie to you about their physical looks. They can't do that in traditional dating. They can't lie about their physical looks unless they got, you know, all the fake everything or whatever.
Well,
but
they can't. But
you,
then, at the same time,
you can lie
about the physical. I'm sorry, Joe, but you can, because now you got body magic, you got booty pop.
But that's what I'm saying, unless you got all the, you know, but I'm saying the things that initially is just like the face, the height, the body type, but that, you know, even if somebody put on boots and stuff, I mean, I know people put eyelashes on and all of that stuff, but you can see that. You can't, like, there's a greater chance of them being dishonest about their physical attraction online. But on the opposite side of the spectrum, in traditional dating, people lie more so about who they are on the inside traditionally, you know, in person, dating rather than what they do online, so to speak. I mean, they can do the same, but it's you find, like Deidre said, I agree with Deidre that people are a little more bolder and upfront online because they feel safer. And we talked about the internet just being a safer place for people. So what I wouldn't have the courage to say in person, I'll have the courage to say online. But the point I'm making is that you have to have balance. Online dating wasn't for me. I mean, but I don't knock the people that do it. I just tell them, look, just don't put too much expectation into an online dating situation until you actually get to meet them and really get to feel them out.
The thing that I would say is, you guys talked about somebody having the freedom online to say whatever. So, yeah, I can have the freedom online to say whatever, but to me that raises a red flag for me, meaning that, yeah, you could be a person who has problems basically talking about yourself. You could have real core people skills to where that's why you don't go out to clubs and stuff. That's why you do have your posts. That's why you do have your face online, because you can't really interact with another person. So I'm thinking that maybe all of the interactions you're doing online is the only type of relationship that you know. So if I do get a chance to meet you, I run a bigger risk probably that you won't be able to talk to me because there's no keyboard here. It's now face-to-face, and that's a realm of relationship, a realm of being that you lack the necessary skills to be with me.
But I don't think that's true for everybody, though.
No, I'm not saying it for everybody, but I'm saying if you are so free on the internet to do whatever, that could raise a red flag for somebody. I know it wouldn't raise a red flag to me if I did it, but that's just me and how I think. So, I mean, just to throw it out here, and Deidre, you said it, and I think he said it last week too. If a guy or a girl comes to you face to face and they tell you their situation up front, whether it be I just want you to sex, or I got 3 kids, I work at Pizza Hut, I don't have a whole lot of money, but I would like to date you, take you out. Can we go get some lattes at Starbucks? That's what I can really afford. But I really want to talk to you. At the point that they come to you with that honesty, everybody in that situation has a choice. And when somebody gives you a choice, then you got a choice. You are the one that needs to make that choice. A lot of people don't get that. Hence the whole catfish story, the catfish show and the catfish movie.
Wait, what do you mean you don't get a choice? You always have choices.
No. You always, yes, you do have choices, but when you do so much investing and then you find out that it's not real or the person was lying to you, basically they didn't tell you everything up front to give you the choice to go ahead and move forward with everything that you know at the point that you are now calling this person a liar.
Yeah, but here is where the buck stops. If I'm talking to you, I haven't seen you online, we're getting to know each other, I'm assuming
right.
that what you're saying is true, there is going to come a time, not a year later, not no, you know, 6 months or whatever, I'm going to have to see you, whether it be on Skype, whether it be on Yahoo Messenger, I'm going to have to see you. I'm going to have to see some physical things. There are going to be some, quote unquote, some demands that needs to be made prior to us moving forward before any attachments, any investments and stuff like that is done. So you make the choice that if after 6 months you've never seen this person, after 6 months y'all have not y'all haven't seen each other, there's some things that just don't line up, and you decide to move forward, you made a choice. You made a choice.
Right.
To be
right.
led on and to be confused. And I mean, you made the choice. That could have been plenty of times. Like a whole year I've never seen you. So now I gotta be on your side and be sad that when you finally met the dude, the person wasn't who you thought it was. You made a choice to go along with that relationship and didn't put any demands on this person. And I don't want to use demands, but you didn't put any, you know, like, look here, this is what I need. I need to see this. If this is going to be a real relationship, this is what it requires. But you didn't do that. So I can't feel sorry for you because you made a choice. You made a choice to move forward without all of the vital information that you needed to have a good sound, to make a good sound decision.
Right, Deja. Point blank, period. You are saying exactly what I just said 15 minutes ago.
Well,
that
didn't sound like what you said.
That person settled. They settled, Deidre.
No, that's different. See, you're saying, because what I heard earlier was that if you're online, you're settling for what you can get. No, the same demands or the same things that I require when I meet someone in person is the same things that I require when I meet someone online. I'm not settling.
And what I'm trying to tell you is that if you ever watch the Catfish show, the people that fall into the online dating situation, and that they are the people on the show who go to meet their loves, the first two shows, these people look and talk and act like they were just like you and I, who had the ability to be out at clubs, to be out at lounges, to be at the coffee house, to go to the library and meet somebody, to go to the supermarket and meet somebody. But when they found this online situation, they cut off that whole thing of seeing somebody, touching somebody. They saw something, and then they cut everything off. They cut those particulars off, and they settled for the online relationship in which they did make a decision to go forward with the online relationship. But once they find out that joint is a lie, they feel the choice has been taken away to know that real person, Deidre.
I call BS. I call BS.
I'm talking about that part of the situation. And you can go ask any one of your girlfriends we talked about it before. If you were talking to your girlfriend and she says, "Oh, yo, check this out, yo, your boy Joey, yo, he just walked into me and told me, yo, my body is dope, and he wanna get all up in it, he wanna get me in the bed." At that point, your girl has a decision to make because Joey came with the real. My name is Joey. I want to have sex with you. So your girlfriend has a choice to make. Joey is not saying or doing or putting out there that he wants to have a relationship. He wants to call her and take her out to dinner. But she has a choice to make. Now, if Joey had presented himself saying, "Yo, I want to take you out. I want this, I want that," and then he does all that, he hits it 3 times, and then he never calls her again. And then she finds Joey, what's up? You don't call me no more, what's up? I thought we was about something or whatever. And then Joey tells her, like, "Yo, I just wanted you to sex." Your girlfriend realizes now that she's been lied to. She might have feelings for Joey a little bit, or started having feelings for Joey. Yo, one of the first things out of her mouth is, "You lied to me." The second thing out of her mouth is probably, "If you would have told me the real, what you wanted up front and gave me the choice, I probably would have made the choice to give you what you wanted, or I would have made the choice to say no to you and get you out of my life.
I disagree.
That's what I'm talking
about. I disagree. I don't know who. I mean, okay, so obviously there are people like the person that you are describing, but like I said before, I call BS. That's some crazy stuff, whatever. Someone in our Facebook group said, you ain't dating nobody online. You're just having a conversation via text. You cannot date just online. I'm sorry. There has to be other expectations. I mean, I'm sorry. If for a year, all we're doing is going back and forth with conversations online, that is not dating. That's not.
Okay.
And if we're saying that is, that's crazy. That's not dating.
Okay.
That's a pen pal.
Okay.
No.
And you, hold on. If you ever get a chance to watch the show, you are going to watch the show with that same notion in your head, okay? But you're going to see, they're going to show you how these people have gone from first conversation to the last conversation where they are saying, I love you. And when they say, I love you, it's like Joey saying, I love you to his wife. It's like me saying, I love you to my wife.
So this is where we stop and we say that those persons have some issues.
No, but Deidre, it's kind of the same with long-distance relationships. They don't get to see each other all the time. They don't get to hold each other, spend time together. But they still
consider themselves dating. I'm not saying that they have to see each other every day, Joey. But I'm saying you went a whole year and you've never seen this person and you're in a relationship? That's crazy. That's beyond crazy.
I mean, but that's the world we live in now. We live in a technological world. So, I mean, pretty soon they're going to be creating stuff like that was in, Judge Dredd, I think it was, where they was able to make love to each other in their minds using the little ring thing on their head.
You know what?
I mean, it's not.
I'm telling you right now, I ain't no parts of it.
I mean, I don't want some chips. I want the real. But I'm saying, but, I mean, that's talking. I mean, people do, they have relationships over Skype. They have relationships over text. They have relationships over iPhone. That's what people do. Not action. Internet, Facebook, Twitter, it's a new love connection. And does it work for me? No. Does it work for people? No. But it works for those people.
Obviously, it's not working for them because they dating folks that ain't real.
Right, but
you're
okay.
Right.
So, hold on. Before we even go there, okay, I am quite sure that there will be episodes on the show, and I'm quite sure this happening also in just regular people dating online, that people are exactly who they say they are. They are giving the real 100%. It's just that they don't have a means to go from California to New York to see this girl or to see this guy because they probably don't. They probably have a bad money situation. They probably have a situation where they need to work all the time.
And I'm
saying that. So they probably have a situation where people haven't been on Skype or whatever. But to a certain degree, there are people out there who do not have sex, and all they might have are pictures, which could be dating. And it could be somebody giving the real, and it could be somebody being fake.
Okay. For all of those, and I'm going to say this, and I want y'all to write this down. Y'all can take a picture. Y'all can do whatever y'all need to do so that y'all can have this located real near and dear to your heart. if you don't have access to Skype, to Yahoo Messenger, AOL, whatever it is, and you are not able to do the face-to-face, and you have gone a year or more, or even 6 months without seeing someone that you have met online, you need to hire Porch Whip. You really do. You need some whip. And if you come to Texas, I'll be the one to whip it for you because you're stupid. And I'm just going to say
okay.
that. Write it down, take a picture.
Okay. We have a caller on the line. We're going to welcome Stefan from D.C. Stefan, how you doing tonight?
What's up?
Caller. Hey. Yeah.
What in the hell is going on?
What in the, who in, what, don't, somebody need to go to the mental hospital.
Right. See what I'm saying?
How the hell are you having a relationship with somebody that you don't see, that you don't even know if they are telling you who they really are?
That's what I've been
saying. You might as well have a pretend friend. You might as well have a damn pretend friend.
Say it again. I'm glad somebody is listening to what I'm saying.
That is just ridiculous. That is utterly ridiculous. You know what that means? That means you have some kind of social issue where you can't deal with people for real. Something going on with you.
It
is
behind
parts
book.
No, they don't need to have parts book, but they need to seek some mental health. They need mental health because they can't. Some people just don't do well with society, and they do well on the internet. Now, mind you, I don't have a problem with internet dating, but after a few weeks, we gonna have to meet.
Yeah, exactly. That's all I'm saying.
Really,
seriously. I'm not trying to beat this horse with, you know, this dead horse with this stick. I'm just saying, how is it possible that you can be online and text and write and be on the phone and you say, hey, I want to see you? And your ass, who is good on the internet because you're able to, however you linked up, your ass can't Google free video chat. So you can
remember
who the hell you're talking to.
Deidre, it's the same way
you
believe.
You can do video chat, but that still don't mean that's the person that you really talking to. It's just like when you go out with somebody for the first time and you get their representative. Same thing. You can be getting a representative.
What were you saying, Joey?
I was going to say, it's the same way you believe that women can have sex with no strings attached, with no emotions.
Okay,
so
it ain't no,
Let me finish. It's the same. You believe that.
That's a fact.
These people believe that they can have an internet relationship, and it's a fact for them. Do we think it's crazy? I agree. It is crazy. But they believe that it's a real, like, this is real for them. It works for them, and it's a fact for them. And it goes as far, even past dating, there are online churches, which I think is kind of crazy. I mean, I think it works for people who, you know, maybe overseas doing their thing, they can't go to their church. But there's an actual church. When I took my world religion class, we actually had to visit an online church where you sign up as an avatar and people are chatting, like they're doing the whole church thing strictly through, you know, through the avatar, like you would like on, like the Mii people on Nintendo Wii, if you're familiar with that. Like, they have a whole church community, and that's all they do. They don't go to a real church. They don't go to their house. They don't watch it on TV. They create their avatar, and they go to church, and they sit in the little online pew. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life. But they have fulfillment through that. They believe that is good for them. Do I agree with it? No. Do I think that's creative? Yes. But is it a little crazy to me? Yes. But that, it works for for them. So I'm not saying we can't think it's crazy, but I think to say that it's not dating or they're not in a relationship is kind of the same way as if someone is saying, well, no, you're crazy, Deidre, because you think women can have emotionless sex.
Oh, Jesus.
I want you to understand, though, Deidre, I agree with you. I just don't think that you can just have online dating and no, you never meet. I agree with you on that point. But I'm just saying there are a lot of people that say, but you can, and I have been successful at it.
Okay, and those people who have been successful, number one, they ain't on the catfish show, because number two, they done seen the person that they talking to and they online. And number three, at some point in that 6 months, a year or whatever, they have seen the person. They done touched them. They done held their hand.
Maybe not. Maybe not. And you know, another thing I was thinking about, and I don't know if Stefan or Steven, I'm sorry, forgive me, I don't know if he's still on the phone, but it might be the same notion why they don't want to meet is the same notion why people who have shacked and lived with each other for years don't want to get married, because they feel like, oh, once we get married, things are going to change. So maybe the people that do that online dating and don't meet feel like that once they meet up, that things will change and they'll lose what they have. What do you think about that?
I think that's garbage, but, you know, that's a whole nother show.
I mean, there's a lot. I mean, we talking about why, you know, that we don't believe that if they just strictly online dating and they never met, that it's not really dating or it's not really a relationship. But what if they're thinking that same notion as the people who shack or are in a relationship for 20 years and don't want to get married because they're afraid that things will change?
Okay, Joy, I'll take that point. I'll take that.
Now, I think it's crazy that people shack for 20 years and have kids. Matter of fact, it don't even have to be 20 years. Let's just stop at they have kids together, which I think is a way deeper commitment than marriage for you to have a child with somebody or have more than one child, but they won't get married. And they're like, we don't want things to change. So maybe, I mean, it's that's astronomically crazy to me. I'd rather you have an online relationship and never meet than you to just be having kids and you don't want to get married. I just think that's crazy. But, hey, each his own, I guess.
I'll tell you like this. In thinking about it, would you rather see a single mother raising her kid, or would you rather see a family unit going through life together? My whole thing is, married, if they chose not to get married, but that family unit is intact and it's working for them, and you don't have to worry about those kids, and those people they seem like they love each other, and they are doing what they're supposed to be doing for a family, take that marriage situation and throw that right out the damn window, because everybody cannot conform to what we want all the time. And if
I'm just saying, having kids is a deeper commitment than marrying someone, in my opinion.
Right. But
why people jumping in to have kids and messing up messing up the kid's life and not jumping into marriage. I just think one is deeper than the other.
That's too many cards being thrown at the simple situation that was put out. The simple situation that was put out is two people who have kids. Whatever the situation was, they had kids. They decided to be together, without marriage and what you call a deeper commitment to have kids. So, the deeper commitment is to have kids, and they are raising the kids, and the kids are being taken care of, and the parents love each other, and that family unit works. The conversation about those two people getting married needs to be put in the garbage and let those four people, three people, be. If they move on to a deeper thing, that little piece of paper, that little commitment that you want.
It's not. I mean, we getting off topic, but it's not. Marriage is not about a piece of paper, Jeff. It's not about a ring,
okay,
and it's not about a piece of paper.
I was not trying to say that is all it is. What I'm saying to you is the simple situation that was laid out. When you start throwing at it, you laid it out there, and then you start throwing out there that something's wrong with the kids, that the kids' life is out of balance, it's out
of
whack.
I didn't say that.
Well, you just said
that. I didn't say the kids' lives was out of whack. I just said I think people run away from marriage, but they don't run away from having kids together, which I think is a deeper commitment that I feel like people – need to be more committed to in raising their kids, whether they're together or not. That's how I feel about it. I'm just saying, people run away from marriage, but they don't run away from just having kids all willy-nilly. Because that's just
okay.
a deeper commitment, in my opinion. Yeah, no. I'm just saying, I'd rather people run out here and get married. I mean, get married all willy-nilly rather than just having kids all willy-nilly. That's the point I'm saying. Do I believe that people who have kids outside of marriage have raised awesome kids? Yes, they do. My mom was single. So, I mean, I know it's possible. But I'm just saying, as far as just the commitment-wise, I would just rather people, you know, you just shouldn't have, I don't think you should have kids all willy-nilly versus whether people just get married all willy-nilly is what I was saying. And tying it to the point of, I think online dating, if people want to just online date more so just jumping in the relationship in real life, then I guess I would choose the lesser of two evils and tell them, yeah, online date away. Never meet the person. Just online date away. Go for it. That's all.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we would like you to know that amongst friends, you have exactly 1.5 hours to get your hump on before it is Thursday. It is never too late to commence to humping. Humping is good for you. Humping is good for the person that you want to hump.
Humping
yes.
is good.
Yes.
Okay, whatever. Close the legs.
Yeah, close your legs if you're not married.
Well,
if
you're
married,
I'm about to do something else. I will
offer that you don't have to have your legs open.
I really, really, really appreciate y'all. Y'all, you know, our family. You know, either they come strong in the beginning or they come strong in the end. We love you guys so much.
Yes, we do.
And really, really appreciate the support that y'all have for us. And we want you to come back next week. The number is always the same, 760-683-2662. So hit us up next week, where next week we'll be talking about Can a Woman Have Relations with No Emotions Attached? It's time we got
oh
on the
God.
Yes. It's time we we put this discussion to rest.
Oh, let's do it. Let's do it. Deidre, you better be there.
Whatever. Jeff, take us out.
You better be there, Deidre.
Oh, my God.
Amongst friends, all up in your area. We got top picks causing mass hysteria. Crew 4D, peak the technique. We hit you hard from the pew to the street. Amongst men's, for the ladies, for the men's. Just 21, or wearing the pants. Fab old combo that you like. Come and get with us tonight. Amongst friends, fab old combo. Amongst friends, fab old combo. Grown and sexy baby, Grown and sexy baby. Amongst friends, Fabo Combo. Amongst friends, Fabo Combo. Grown and sexy, baby.